This is WBAA. I'm Greg Kostrapa. The Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society will be in performance this Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Purdue's Fowler Hall in a program that includes music of Mozart, Mendelssohn, and the Spanish cellist and composer Gaspar Cassadó. With me are Margot Marlatt, who's the artistic director and executive director of the TCMS, and Sarah Wallen and Mark Loudon, two of the musicians who will be performing Sunday afternoon. Welcome, all of you. Great to have you here today.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Let's start with you, Margot, about the program. How did it come together? You've got Mozart and Mendelssohn and a composer who's really not terribly well known except among cellists.
Cellists, yeah. If you are a cellist, you probably will have played something that he composed or arranged. Sarah Wallen brought that piece to the program, and that's kind of how things go with a chamber music society. Sometimes I have an idea for a piece, but mostly it starts with the people who I'd like to have on the program, who hasn't played in a while, who happens to be coming through town that I can take advantage of. And in this case, it did happen that the performers brought the repertoire to me. So I called Mark Loudon and asked if he would be interested in performing on the series this season, and he thought the Mendelssohn piano trio would be great, and I did too. And then, as I said, Sarah brought the Cassadó, and then the Mozart was sort of a late addition. The program started with something that I wanted to have on the series, which was the Franck violin sonata. But for a variety of reasons, the performer who I initially contacted ended up moving out of the country for a semester. So, and it happened to be the semester where the concert was scheduled. So I was lucky enough to ask, and she agreed to perform the Mozart sonata. This is a friend of mine from Indianapolis, Deborah Roden. Debbie is a really fine violinist, and she said, well, I'd be love to plan the series, and how about the Mozart G major sonata? And I said, great. So there happened to be a serendipitous connection between Debbie and Sarah. They went to school together. So, but the Mozart itself is a wonderful sonata. It's a very familiar and wonderful piece. I know our audience will really enjoy it. And Debbie's playing, and she is playing with Mary Heller, who's another TCMS favorite. So that'll be a nice pairing. And, of course, Debbie's new to the series, so it'll be nice for our audience to meet a new violinist.
And a great way to open the program, too, with Mozart. You can't do much better than that. The program then switches to music of Gaspar Cassadó, a piece called Requiebros, a piece that was actually on the concert that was given kind of introducing the TCMS back in 1997. So it's been a long time since Requiebros has been on the series, even before the series started. Sarah, it must be fun to play music written by a cellist.
It's great to play, yeah, real cello music. And it's interesting to me because it improves my cello playing. The things he wrote are technically sort of about a certain area of the cello. And I found that I'm more comfortable playing a lot of other music, too, by practicing this. Requiebros means flirtation, except it's, well, more than that. It's trying to persuade somebody to do something that you want over and over and over and over again.
So a lot of insistence.
It's very dramatic. I've been trying to get Mark to play. I asked him, does this embarrass you? it's really
nothing
over
embarrasses
the top.
Me.
You can't. I said, no, you can't be too loud. It can't be too much. I have to say that very much a pleasure to play with Debbie and Mark. I'm not playing with Mary on this program, but Debbie and I were in school together a long time ago. She was a student of Joseph Gingold. I always admired her playing very much. Very sweet person, but wonderful player. And Mark was a great friend of my mother's. He played on the Bach Chorale. I think my mother was one of the founding members. And this is would be her 100th birthday.
Oh, wow.
On March 30th. Her mother's birthday was the same day, too. It's a great pleasure to play with Mark. because my mother taught one of his sons. She was a piano teacher in town. And so anyway, it's really a wonderful opportunity.
Lots of nice connections
yeah.
on this concert. So you'll be playing the Casado, and then you're part of, as you alluded to, the
Mendelssohn Piano Trio
yeah. with Mark and Debbie Rowden. Mark Loudon, tell us a little bit about this piano trio. This is one of these piano, kind of like a concerto, isn't it? Isn't it a huge piano part?
It really is. Mendelssohn actually rewrote this on the behest of one of his friends who had heard Chopin play in Paris and said, you really ought to make your piano part more virtuosic. So he did. It's a very stormy piece in some ways, but it alternates with beautiful lyric melodies, song without words, and of course the obligatory scherzo that Mendelssohn is so famous for.
Right, the fleeting scherzo like the Midsummer Night Dream
exactly,
one.
Exactly, it's very reminiscent of that. It's a very wonderful piece, and I love playing it.
And what do the strings do? Have a lot to do too, don't they?
Oh, no, really? The string parts are very challenging. There's all this interplay between the parts, melodies thrown back and forth, of course, as you'd expect in good writing. And it's terrific to play with both Debbie and Sarah. We've really enjoyed the rehearsals and looking forward to performing it.
Now, Margot, as usual, I assume that K-12 students are free for this concert.
Right, something the board and I felt strongly about several years ago. So, yeah, K-12 is free at any of our concerts, and we call it a cheap date for college students. It's $5 for a college student to come to one of our concerts.
The Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society will be in performance this Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Purdue's Fowler Hall. Margot Marlatt, Sarah Wallen, Mark Loudon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.